Little Charlie, Sammy, you gonna go walk with us? Running your case, I guess. I don't even know what that means. Earth Overshoot Day, huh? So these guys would all be in favor of us staying locked down till the end of time. So that we don't use up all the resources when we have enough and to spare. How totally sad. Wow. All the Falkland kids. 96% did pass their GCSE so they can continue their tertiary studies overseas. Earth Overshoot Day. I'm sorry, Sam. Did you say you were coming to walk? Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. You're probably sad. Oh, okay. He makes long-term plans. That's wonderful. I don't. I get up and I kind of... Well, I you know, there's not. I'm not totally devoid of planning, but... I don't plan too hard. Socorro trip was just kind of a
spur of the moment thing.
Everything I do is spur of the moment.
Did you?
Almost everything.
Did you reply to your mom?
Mom, what?
A letter to Matt. Letter.
What? remember.
She wants to know about vacation support. Is that for vacation?
Oh, yeah. I did say something. I did say something. What? She... I love my mom and all, but she said, I don't know why she wants to be involved in so much, I guess. It's just because she wants to be involved. Let's feel involved, I guess. Anyway, I feel a bit of an essay coming on. Yeah, I was reading little bits of my South American news, and they brought up Earth Overshoot Day, which is the 22nd, which is what, tomorrow? Somebody whom I have absolutely no faith or trust in has determined that there is a date every year upon which we have used up all of the renewable resources of the earth, and now we're just stealing from the earth because we are evil. Usually, last year, I guess it happened on, like, July 29th, but this is one of the rare times when we actually had a turnaround, and because we've all been home destroying our own economies, you know, because of COVID, we actually turned back the clock a little bit, but they didn't sound very optimistic about that. I said, yeah, makes it sound like making these kinds of stupid predictions or these kinds of stupid little things, you know, the doomsday clocks the same way. Yes, ma'am, for being just asinine. And you're going, so what exactly is the point of tracking this thing? It says there's got to be a point. You don't just do it because it seems fun.
She can go in that bedroom and shut the door.
What else do you need to do?
Yeah, but she can be doing this while you're waiting.
Yeah. That is orange. Oh yeah, but it's just the way it kind of peeks through the haze today. That's a little interesting. Anyway. Yeah, that's kind of, I don't even know what the right word is. Pedantic? I don't know. Keys? Oh, you're gonna roll up your windows?
Yeah, I should have thought about it last night.
Oh, that's okay. Not like it's gonna rain into the windows. Anyway, yeah, I think I need to do the whole thing about enough and despair. A lot of environmentalism, basically, has become a refutation of that whole concept, and it's like, wow, you know. This is why you should listen to God more than you should listen to other people. Because God's got a better understanding of how things work than we do. And it says, and most of the environmental stuff is alarmist. So yeah, it said, the only thing I can see that comes of Earth Overshoot Day is that their greatest desire would be that we don't use anything beyond what the Earth can regenerate in a year, and I'm sure they would find more, or no, it isn't a question of joy. They would find less to be aggravated about if we took significantly less from the Earth. And that buys into the whole thing of, we've got overpopulation. We need to stop having children. We need to start killing off the old and aborting the young and yada yada yada. And you go, wow, this is going down an evil road. And it has nothing with God, which is fine for them because they have nothing to do with God. They're not interested. Anyway, yeah. It's a whole calculated worldview designed to just, you know, it comes from the whole crazy thing. You know, we better take care of the Earth. It's the only place that we have. And you go, you guys just don't get it, do you? Because it's okay. You guys are... Well... Still working. There's a little guy.
That one's starting.
Yeah.
And then there's one
starting. Oh, yeah? Yeah. And these two are doing pretty good. They're getting big. Ah. Comes down to almost a mindful, a purposeful rejection of God. Oh my gosh, those tomato plants are just taking over. That poor little pumpkin plant's about to give it up. Do you think it's because it's been overrun?
I don't know.
Pardon me. I apologize. We can keep walking. It's a great example of willful godlessness. Doggies. You guys look about full size. Well, come on out. gives me another wonderful opportunity to talk about the purpose of this earth, the resources it has, and that everything's fine. Not that we can be wasteful and idiotic, but is there enough here? Yes. The full program of the celestial earth handle? Yeah. Got it, gorgeous. Walking the balls of your feet a little bit more, it would straighten out the whole thing. It would be fine. I always thought. I don't know. But yeah. People walk too much on their heels and it creates all kinds of problems. It wasn't really part of the design, I think. Made more actually, I think we're built for running, strangely. I'm not saying that needs to be done, just know that we were kind of built that way. I apologize very much. You think we were built to fly?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Maybe. I don't know. I haven't really given that much thought. But yeah, when it comes to feet, yeah, the balls of the feet I think are good. I had horrible foot problems as a kid and when I started running and I would even run so that my heels wouldn't even hit the ground. I didn't have any more of those problems anymore. It's kind of crazy. That's okay. Nobody has to pay attention to me. I just send my thoughts out to the ether and everybody can freely ignore them. Yeah? Yes. You can do it that way. Hey, mine is a slap-up job. I'll be the first to say so. And I was just trying to make it so it kind of looked like the house where things run horizontal. That was my only thought. Yeah. then the fact that this sphere won't be here in this particular existence forever, that we need to feel the need to do anything about it. It's going to go terrestrial reasonably soon. Yeah. The primary goal of most people should be to qualify for that, because that's primarily the cleaning and destruction and death that's going to be coming. I'm not saying that what these guys aren't saying doesn't have certain logic to it. It's just grossly uninformed, and it's not, probably the wrong word is uninformed, except that a lot of people who listen to this stuff make choices based on the fact that they don't know any better. But at some point, it is being misinformed, or, as the thing goes now, disinformed. Or somebody knows something different, but they want things to go differently. I want people to be worried about 5 minutes. And you go, uninformed is being ignorant. And that's why that happens. Of course, you can't live your whole life just curled up in a ball, being kind of stupid. That doesn't work very well. You're not going to be very fun like that. Misinformed means you're stupid. It means you're listening to the wrong people. Doesn't that's a big thing. Disinformed, but an interesting concept. It's like you know things are another way, but you choose to propagate a different idea. Is that where she is right now?
That's the sunbeam. Oh, it's going up.
Yeah?
And then going down.
Huh. Interesting. That's kind of cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. So did Trish go up to Colorado to see her auntie? I thought she died. Oh, the cousin. Well, she has a lot of resources to just pop around. Of course, she's living with people. Oh, all right. Okay. Well. Huh. Trying to figure out where she wants to land. I'm not going to let other people do business. I'm going to go with you.
Yeah.
I feel like I peaked a while ago. I'm feeling pretty decent. It's Mr. Sam. Let's talk about what we might do. Yeah. They sound suspiciously like every other night. Oh, all right. Sounds great. Good plan. Simple. I like simple. Doesn't mean very much of a choice, huh? Oh, yeah. On today, I got some weird staff meeting. Sure. Oh, 8:30 or so. We can start to see if you tell us all about what's going on in the bigger world. piano in somewhere. He interjects just enough to let you know that he hasn't fallen off the face of the earth. I'm always kind of, hoping to stay down the stairs. Everything in life hinges on you. If you want something to happen, it's going to happen. If you don't want something to happen, it's not going to happen, probably. I don't know if that irks you or not, but that's okay. Cool, nonetheless. Oh. What's the plan, gorgeous? here for. Funny thing about these things is they tend to remain, you know. It costs more money to get rid of it than it does just to let it sit there. There's still some people who live there. They kind of, it almost seems like kind of architect worship, you know. They all speak in sepulchric tones about the guy that did it, you know, the guy who planned it and made it all happen, and they go, yeah, it kind of works. Yes, ma'am, I apologize. And they do. You know, and everybody who lives there is in their 70s now. They all kind of made a commitment to the place. All these kind of hippies. This was this cool enclave. They've got other people living there too, but not very many, because it was kind of off the beaten path and had to take a dirt road just to get there. But there's some other people in there that say, oh, it's just a cheap place to live for me, you know. We've had to string electric out through it, so it's more of a weird subdivision. And some of the hippies are still the true believers, living the way that this guy earns millions and millions and millions of dollars, and you're going, you know, things like kind of silly. If you think it's worth that much, they think it's kind of historical now, and you're going, this is from basically what ended up being kind of an unpopular architect. His ideas, for the most part, really didn't work. And the only people who were there are kind of his groupies that he kind of got into the whole mindset. He was kind of a, you know, just kind of almost one of those weird prophet types. Steve Gaskin. The farm. Stuff like that. Which is really exciting. And yet, you just come back and you go, yeah, it was fun for about 10 years. And then people decided that they wanted a different, better life than that. And it died. The farm still exists, but now it's been subdivided. And now it's just a little suburb of some town. And a few of the old timers still live there. But they don't live communally anymore. She'll stop to do that. Come on.